At the funeral of the old man, unknown to his mourners, his dead wife was watching.
First his wife, then he.
Tragic.
Tell me something. Why was his wife buried in the ground and he sealed in a crypt?
Something to do with family tradition, a superstition of some sort.
Oh.
Well, it's getting dark. Let's be on our way.
Then as two of his mourners left his final resting place,
in the last hour.
Something's happened down at the cemetery. A lot of police cars and lights. I stopped, but I didn't see anything. Oh, well, whatever it is, the morning paper will carry the whole story.
You seem to still be up there somewhere.
Maybe I am.
I don't think I've ever seen you in this mood before.
I guess it's because I've never been in this mood before.
Something about your flight?
Yeah.
What happened, Jeff?
I saw a flying saucer.
Saucer? You mean the kind from up there?
Yeah, its counterpart. It was shaped like a huge cigar. Dan and Edith saw it, too. When it passed over, the whole compartment lighted up with a blinding glare. Then there was a tremendous wind that practically knocked us off our course.
Well, did you report it?
Yeah. Radioed in immediately, and they said, we'll keep it quiet until you land. And as soon as we landed, big army brass grabbed us and made us swear to secrecy about the whole thing. Oh, it burns me up. These things have been seen for years. They're here. It's a fact. And the public ought to know about it.
There must be something more you can do about it.
Only there isn't. All but what's the use of making a fuss. But last night I saw a flying object that couldn't have possibly been from this planet. But I can't say a word. I'm muzzled by army brass. I can't even admit I saw the thing.
Sounds like Kay's in trouble.
But that apparition we saw had something to do with it. Come on.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
He's messed up as bad as those two back there. Suppose that saucer or whatever it was had something to do with this?
Your guess is as good as mine, Larry. One thing's sure. Inspector Clay's dead.
murdered. And somebody's responsible.
You're in charge now, Lieutenant.
Yeah, guess I am. Kelton?
Yes, sir?
Get back up the car and get on the radio. Tell the coroner he's got to make another trip out here.
Well, how about the lab boys? Well,
who do you think we left back up the car? Boy Scouts? Come on, Larry.
Flying saucers seen over Washington, D.C. The army convoy moved into the field. Rockets were quickly set up. Colonel Tom Edwards, in charge of saucer field activities, was to make the greatest decision of his career. He made that decision. Colonel Edwards gave the signal to fire. They had come. They were gone, even to the piercing eye of radar and the speeding jet fighters.
I still think you ought to go in town and stay with your mother until I get back.
This is our home, and nothing's going to take me from it. Besides, most men try and keep their wives from going home to Mama.
That's not the point.
That's all the point there's going to be. Now toddle off and fly your flying machine, darling. But if you see any more flying saucers, will you tell them to pick another house to buzz? Be careful. Don't worry about me.
Oh, you're the only thing I do worry about. Oh, forget about the flying saucers. They're up there. But there's something in that cemetery. And that's too close for comfort.
The saucers are up there. And the cemetery's out there. But I'll be locked up in there. Now, off to your wild blue yonders.
You promise you'll lock your doors immediately?
I promise. Besides, I'll be in bed before half an hour is gone. With your pillow beside me.
My pillow?
Well, I have to have something to keep me company while you're away. Sometimes in the night when it does get a little lonely, I reach over and touch it. Then it doesn't seem so lonely anymore.
A crazy kid.
I just fell asleep. Tell Jeff I'm all right.
Okay, Mac. Thanks for calling. Good night.
Thank you. We are ready to report, Excellency.
You are many days late.
It was unavoidable. We tried to transmit via televisor, but atmospheric conditions made transmission impossible.
You should have transmitted as soon as conditions permitted.
I thought time was of the essence. Suspicion has fallen upon our movements. Our ships have been viewed near the point of operations.
And what has this added time gained, Eros?
We have successfully risen 3 of the dead ones.
Permit me to see one.
Bring in the big one. Use your small electrode gun.
I have taken 2 ships from your command.
But that will leave only my ship.
It is necessary that you continue your mission alone. I have need of your other ships elsewhere. Even though you have risen 3 of the Earth dead, the plan is far from successful. And you, Eros, must prove it an operational success before more time, energy, ships, and your countrymen may be spent on it.
We will not fail. Everything is on our side.
Not everything. You do not have the live Earth people. You reported that your ship was viewed at the scene of your present operations.
That is correct.
They have been viewed many times, but not at the scene of operations. Something must be done about that.
Stop him, Turner. He's close enough. Turn off your electrode gun. No! No! Stop him, Turner!
I can't get it. It's jammed.
Stop him, you fool!
Drop the gun to the floor, Turner. The metal will break contact.
That was too close.
Yes. Bring the giant here that I may get a better look at him. Yes, he's a fine specimen. Are they all this powerful on planet Earth?
This one is an exception, Excellency.
What are the other 2 like?
One is a woman, the other an old man.
An old man, you say?
Yes, Excellency.
This gives me a plan. Put the big one away.
Pick up your electrode gun. Make sure it's in working order before pointing it at him.
Whatever made it jam seems to have been cleared by the fall.
Take him back to the ship.
The old one must be sacrificed. Reland on Earth. Send the old one to enter a dwelling. Then cut the electrokinetic and turn on your ship's decomposure ray. The result will astound those watching. Astound them enough to delay their intention until you have gained your other recruits from the cemetery.
Yes, Excellency. It'll be done.
Report to me when this has been accomplished. Eros, the Earth people are getting closer to that which we fear. Since they will not listen or respect our existence, they cannot help but believe our powers when they see their own dead walking round again, brought about by our advancement in such things. As soon as you have enough of the dead recruits, march them on the capitals of the Earth. Let nothing stand in your way. Their own dead will be used to make them accept our existence and believe in that fact.
The last we see of them.
Perhaps. But sooner or later, there'll be others.
Look!
they caught that woman, that thing yet?
Hey, that's right. There's another ghoul running loose.
And it's my guess that she'll look like him. With the ship and the ray gun gone, they have no control. We gotta hand it to them, though. They're far ahead of us.
People turning south from the freeway were startled when they saw three flying saucers high over Hollywood Boulevard. A woman, startled by the sight in the sky, telephones the police. Comes a time in each man's life when he can't even believe his own eyes. Saucers seen over Hollywood.
Then one day it could all be gone. One big puff of smoke and ball of fire. All that out there, the stars, the planets, all just an empty void.
You two had better come along with us.
Come with you?
Where? The police station.
So it seems you think you have the upper hand. Look out that window.
Jeff.
She is unarmed. But he would kill in seconds if I so choose.
A moment or two more, and you will be the first live Earth people ever to enter a celestial ship.
Wow. Boy, how can anything that big hide for so long a time? Never heard metal sound like that before. What do you see?
Only my reflection. Must be some kind of one-way glass.
I wonder how you get into this thing.
I'm not sure I want to find out.
They're just outside. You can open the outer hatch now.
Look out!
You going in that thing?
That's what we're here for.
I don't know. The way these things speed around, we might just get in there and off it goes.
That's a chance we take.
Well, I took a chance on those earlier airplanes. Might just as well see what the inside of one of these looks like. Got your guns ready?
I'll tell you one thing. If a little green man pops out of me, I'm shooting first and asking questions later.
outer chamber now. Eros, do we have to kill them?
Yes.
Seems such a waste.
Well, wouldn't it be better to kill a few now than, with their meddling, permit them to destroy the entire universe?
You're always right, Eros.
Of course. But those are not my words. Those are the words of the ruler.
Now you two stay right where you're at.
We will do as you command. For the moment.
No, for the moment about it. You just do as I tell you.
You do not need guns.
Maybe we think we do.
They would be of no use to you now.
They've been mighty useful before on flesh and blood. And you two look like you've got a lot of both.
True. They would be effective upon us. If you were to have the opportunity to use them...
Mister, if you don't get away from that control board, I'll show you just how effective they can be.
Shall we talk now or wait? Your friends will be here shortly.
What friends?
Those you left at the vehicle.
If you've done anything to Paula...
Take it easy, Mr. Trent. Oh, I assure you no harm has come to her. Would you like to see?
Next time you try that, I won't aim at the board.
You're a headstrong young man. I was only going to turn on the televisor so you could see her movements.
Go ahead, my friend. But move very carefully.
She's only fainted.
You fiend.
I? A fiend? I am a soldier of our planet. I? A fiend? We did not come here as enemies. We came only with friendly intentions. To talk. To ask your aid.
Our aid?
Yes. Your aid for the whole universe. But your governments of Earth refused even to accept our existence. Even though you've seen us, heard our messages, you still refuse to accept us.
Why is it so important that you want to contact the governments of our Earth?
Because of death. Because all you of Earth are idiots.
You just hold on, Buster.
No, you hold on. First was your firecracker, a harmless explosive. Then your hand grenade. They began to kill your own people a few at a time. Then the bomb. Then a larger bomb. Many people are killed at one time. Then your scientists stumbled upon the atom bomb. Split the atom. Then the hydrogen bomb, where you actually explode the air itself. Now you can bring the total destruction of the entire universe served by our sun. The only explosion left is the solarinite.
Why, there's no such thing.
Perhaps to you, but we've known it for centuries. Your scientists will stumble upon it as they have all the others. But the juvenile minds which you possess will not comprehend its strength until it's too late.
You're way above our heads.
The solarinite is a way to explode the actual particles of sunlight.
Why, that's impossible.
Even now, your scientists are working on a way to harness the sun's rays. The rays of sunlight are minute particles. Is it so far from your imagination they cannot do as I have suggested?
Why, a particle of sunlight can't even be seen or measured.
Can you see or measure an atom? Yet you can explode one. A ray of sunlight is made up of many atoms.
So what if we do develop this solarinite bomb? We'd be even a stronger nation than now.
Strong. You see? You see? Your stupid minds! Stupid! Stupid!
That's all I'm taking from you.
Get back here, you jerk!
Let him finish.
It's because of men like you that all must be destroyed. Headstrong,
violent. No use of the mind God gave you.
You talk of God?
You also think it impossible that we too might think of God? You, who wear the uniform of your country, you see, I wear the uniform of my country. Yes, we've had to use drastic means to get to you, but you left us no alternative. When you have the soul of a knight, you have nothing. Nor does the universe.
You speak of soul of a knight, but just what is it?
Take a can of your gasoline. Say, this can of gasoline is the sun. Now, you spread a thin line of it to a ball, representing the earth. Now, the gasoline represents the sunlight, the sun particles. Here we saturate the ball with the gasoline, the sunlight. Then we put a flame to the ball. The flame will speedily travel around the earth, back along the line of gasoline to the can, or the sun itself. It will explode this source and spread to every place that gasoline, our sunlight, touches. Explode the sunlight here, gentlemen. You explode the universe. Explode the sunlight here, and a chain reaction will occur direct to the sun itself and to all the planets that sunlight touches, to every planet in the universe. This is why you must be stopped. This is why any means must be used to stop you. In a friendly manner. Or as it seems, you want it.
He's mad.
Mad? Is it mad that you destroy other people to save yourselves? You have done this. Is it mad that one country must destroy another to save themselves? You have also done this. How then is it mad that one planet must destroy another who threatens the very existence?
That's enough!
In my land, women are for advancing the race, not for fighting man's battle. Life is not so expansive on my planet. We don't cling to it like you do. Our entire aim is for the development of our planet.